Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast. I'm your host, Teal, and I am thrilled that you've joined me today. It is season two. Like, I am so excited to be kicking off season two of this podcast. Season one was incredible conversations, inspiring stories. Like, y'all, I had so many takeaways. Like, every conversation I had, I walked away with something and even some tools that I could apply to my own life. So if you have not listened to season one, you want to make sure you go back to season one and get caught up. But go ahead and jump in with us for season two because you're going to get the same experience. So let's get started. From postpartum survivor to motivational driver, Amanda Berger turned her fear into action and created Glowbody Inc., the fastest growing natural sunless tanning company in the industry. Glowbody's vision is to be more than just a sunless tanning company. Amanda's passion for wellness inspired her dream to create a spray tanning company that is safe, natural, healthy, and fun. Through her magnetic personality and witty sense of humor, along with building a highly talented team around her, Amanda now operates an international business. She believes in surrounding yourself with a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the Be Amazing podcast.
Woohoo! Be amazing. Can't wait.
I know. We've been waiting for this moment to get together and do podcasts. I think we've been talking about this now for, I don't know, a couple months.
I know.
So it's about time.
And we finally made it happen. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we are here at Glowbody.
Glow Central. Usually we're on a beanbag in the office, but today we're more sophisticated.
Right. Today we're in the chairs. We're not in the beanbag, which is my preference. I usually plop down in her office. So I'm like, let's sit here.
I'm like, okay, let's do it.
I'm all about it. Well, since we're talking about Glowbody, tell everyone a little bit about who you are.
Okay. My name is Amanda Berger. I am the CEO and founder of Glowbody Sunless. We are one of the fastest growing sunless tanning solution lines and retail products across the nation. We have a little over 250 licensed distributors and still growing strong, both nationally and internationally. And we inspire someone else, maybe one of your viewers, listeners, anybody, male, female, no matter your situation in life, that yes, you too can be an entrepreneur and educate and spread love and make money as an entrepreneur, no matter where you are.
That's amazing. And we are so excited to have Amanda and Glowbody as our official tanning sponsor for the Be Amazing Weekend.
Yes, we can't wait. And this is the second year. Can I just say we were also a sponsor the first
year.
Yes,
first year, yes.
And we were hooked, and I love the mission. I love everything it represents, and I'm so excited that we are back for year two. I can't tell you.
Oh, me too. And what's so cool is, like, you were part of the first one, so you were there to see everything that happened and the women that were touched by the stories that were shared and inspired, and it was just an incredible weekend, and to have you a part of it was amazing. So I'm so thankful to have you all a part of it again, and we're going to impact more women.
We are too. And one takeaway, the biggest takeaway for me being so involved in year one, because we kind of had a leap year because of COVID, I was super bummed out that didn't happen, you know, right after for the second one. But transformation, the transformation of the people that were involved, the people that watched it, I mean, people crying in the audience, and myself included, it was powerful. So, I mean, it just aligns with Glowbody's mission and everything that Glowbody represents. So it is an effortless commitment on our part. So we're excited.
We are too. We're so excited to have you. Well, let's talk a little bit more about you.
Good one.
So I want to know, when did you get the bug to be an entrepreneur?
Okay. So my story, I always say whenever I'm doing any kind of podcast interview, public speaking, I have zero background. I have no business experience. I didn't graduate college. I'm like the poster child for someone that should not be an entrepreneur, own a business, or whatever I am, whatever success I've created for myself. I've gone against all odds. So I also say that spray tanning saved my life. It is an icebreaker. I do mean it in jest, but there is the reality is it really did. I had suffered from postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety with both my children, suffered in silence, was very scared, didn't know where my mental health was going to go. I really didn't think that I was going to make it into my 30s. I was that sick. And having the strength and learning to talk about this big issue that is mental wellness and mental illness now, I love that there are many outlets and platforms now that people are recognizing that this is a disease and one that I created. And I created a monster, let me just tell you. So for a few years, I was very scared to talk to anybody about it. Thought I was going to lose my kids, thought, you know, I was going crazy. But through the help of my family, my husband, holistic doctors, therapy is amazing. health, fitness is also amazing. I was able to overcome that big hurdle and monster of a time in my life. And I found spray tanning. So the only thing that I did, I was so lost in my mind. The only thing, I'm a tomboy. I was a soccer player. I rarely got my eyebrows waxed or my nails done or whatever. But I'm very fair skinned, pale, blonde, blue eyes. The only thing that I did for myself at that time was spray tan. I had my spray tan person come to me like every other Friday night, and it just, honestly, it took me out of my mind for a minute. Like, I wasn't so stuck in my mental headspace. And I, for like 10, 15 minutes, I didn't feel sick. And then after that, the way I looked and I achieved this beautiful glow kind of amplified my vibration, my energy level, and it made me feel good about myself. So I started doing more things that made me feel good. It was in my process. Spray tan was in my healing process. It's a real thing. And so that led to me discovering my passion for health and wellness. Got me into a gym, a very healthy community of women. Burn, who is also...
Yes, who we're so excited to have as
Burn
well.
Burn Camp was yes. A part of my healing. And it was just a series of events that led me to create really strong relationships and commitments. And I was like, hey, I want to be a spray tanner. I want to help other people feel good. I want to be involved in the health and wellness space. I want to make people feel good. If I can heal and if I can do this, then anybody can. Believe me, because I told you, I have no experience. I have no skills. So if I can do this, anybody can do this. And that was where Glow Body was born. The mission to promote health and wellness and to inspire others to glow from the inside out. Because if you ain't glowing inside, you sure as heck ain't gonna glow on the outside. So it's a very deep mission of mine, and it goes outside of spray tanning. I get all the jokes, guys. We get all the jokes, and you can tell me these jokes, and I'll be surprised and be like, oh, I never heard that one before. No, I have. But I'll still laugh because spray tanning really did save my life.
I think this is incredible. I did not know this part of your story, so I'm kind of trying to take all this in. Just because of the fact of, like, you know, a lot of times when we think of spray tan and we talk about tanning, you never think of that being as a self-care.
It's piece. It's still a very vain type tone, but it's not. It's definitely not.
No, and self-care to each person is different. So the fact that you found this as a way to heal and that is something that made you feel good, and that's what I love about what you do, because it's evident. It's evident when you talk about Glow Body, and even when you say Glow Body, you can't help but like smile.
Right?
It does want to make you smile. And just the experience I've had with some of your Glow Pros that have sprayed me over the years,
yes.
There is just something really special and very unique about Glow Body and the mission.
Thank you.
Where did you, like, I know you started Glow Body, but where did you finally find the spot within that to, like, create your own solution? Because I think there's, like, a different,
it's more than just you spray tanning. It actually comes down to the actual solution.
Right. So the person who actually was my spray tanner became my business partner. So she and I created Glow Body together. She and I aligned in the direction that we thought Glow Body was going to go, and that was being the most bad spray tanners of Lake Norman, and we could not think any bigger than that. It was like, can we do this? And so we got a lot of response from our clients, like, hey, this seems like a really fun gig. How'd you start doing this? And so that was one of the top questions we were asked. And then, can you help me, or can you train me how to do it? And at first we were like, oh no, you know, like, it's kind of like a trade secret. We want to keep all this wonderful knowledge to ourselves, and we'll tan everybody. But then we started thinking, like, hey, maybe we have something here. Maybe we could kind of pivot the business model a little bit and train other people how to perform the Glow Body experience and teach others how to become spray tanners. And then it got to another level of, well, why don't we trademark this process and this name and start licensing everything we do, like our products, our services, our name. And that's really when it clicked, like, okay, this is the sweet spot. And so whether it's a mobile individual entity or a gym, like some of the burn boot camps or hotel hospitality spas, med spas are really big right now, Glow Body can seamlessly fit and be an addition to your list of services that you already offer. Or you can just be a total mobile or non-mobile spray tanner. It really started making sense to us, and our solution was growing basically by word of mouth. Our solution was so good that people wanted Glow Body. They didn't want spray tan now. They wanted Glow Body, which is like, okay, we're doing something right. So what was really important for me was getting our solution into more places, into more hands, teaching more Glow Pros. How can we do this? Because back then, we would just show up and be like, hey, I'm here to spray tan you. Thanks for buying the package. To now, what it is in 2021 is a total online training and certification process. So we can train internationally, which we have done before, where they go online, they watch our videos, they take the Glow Body quizzes, the exam, and you become a certified spray tan artist through our online certification and training process. So it's awesome. Just continuing to grow.
Yeah. And I feel like you've expanded. Like, it's just...
Even with the pandemic, we've grown the company. We've been licensing and distributing I don't count COVID as the year, because everybody was shut down. A little over 3.5 years, and we've grown the company 500%.
That's awesome.
We're really excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are. Before pre-pandemic, we just signed a deal with Sandals and Beaches Resorts. We were down there training when everything was shut down. So we negotiated all of their Red Lane spas, 17 locations, 6 countries. I mean, we were traveling all over the place. We're on cruise ships and just getting started, y'all. And we love our Glow Pros. That's still our heartbeat of what we do. Starts with that mobile Glow Pro.
So how many years has Glow Body existed?
Okay. That's a great question.
I started. When did this start? Tanning. I want to know. When did this start?
Oh man, I think we were incorporated. What is this year? I think it's been 9 years. We got federally trademarked in 2018, which was a huge, big deal. It took us like a year to do it. And then we reformulated and worked directly with chemists and built our own solutions from scratch in 2018 as well. So we are not private labeled. We do not use everybody else's stuff. We work directly with about 3 U.S. manufacturers. We work directly with the chemists. We have a standard at Glow Body, and that is we will always be as clean as possible, the most transparent, the best products. We will never test on animals. We will never have animal byproducts. We will never work with companies that do. We will be vegan, cruelty-free, gluten-free in most cases, because that's a thing nowadays. Mm-hmm. And allergy safe. So products got to work. They have to be responsibly sourced, and they will be created in the United States.
That's awesome. And I feel like you're very much involved in every bit of the process.
I am a geek when it comes to solution profile. I never thought that I
would be well-versed, educated, or interested in the design and DNA of our tanning solution products, but I geek out, and I could talk to you for days. I know you don't want to hear that. It won't make sense. But when I get to talk solution profile, cleanliness, what's wrong with our industry, what's right in our industry, it's like insane. I love it. I could write a book.
But I love that you're so passionate about it. I love that you're so passionate because that just says something, and that's the heartbeat of your company.
Well, thank you.
Makes GloBody what it is.
Thank you.
So many people are drawn to it and want to be sprayed by your Glow Pros.
Well, thank you.
What would you say to someone a woman who has a desire to have a business, and like you didn't have any business experience, like you didn't even, like that wasn't even in your thought process.
No.
What would you say to somebody right now that might be thinking about that?
About starting a business or
just stepping out. Yeah.
So, you will be your own worst enemy. If you're looking for a no, you'll find it from someone or someplace. Don't ask advice from people who don't have experience in what you want to do. And I say that with the utmost respect. And it doesn't mean, for example, I would never ask my mom, who's never been a spray tanner. Now, she works here now, so I could ask her for this advice. But back in the day, and my husband as well, I probably was looking for a no because I was so scared about stepping into this next chapter of a lot of failures. You know, failing forward is a big thing for me. Ask advice from people that have done it before you. And the real ones will give you unsolicited free advice. The fakers won't help you and won't steer you or connect you with the right people and put you in the right direction. I always call it the real ones from the fakers. The fakers, they're never going to go anywhere. They're going to be stewing in watching everybody else do it. The real people, the real successful people that I've met and that have mentored me for free and have been there for me and put me in the right direction, those are the real people. Those are the real successful people that are really put on this earth to inspire and help others get to that next level in their life. So ask from people who have done it before you. Don't look for a no, because you'll find it. You'll find a million reasons why you shouldn't do it. Timing's not right. I don't have any money. My husband doesn't know what a spray tan is, which he didn't. I'll tell you, I started GloBody with $450. I got a used machine and a brown tent that was torn on the bottom. So that was how GloBody was founded, $450. And let me tell you, when I spent $450, I'm like, how could I spend that much money? I'm gonna fail, you know, but I had to get that person out and just be brave enough to get one person. I'm like, if I can just get one regular client, oh my gosh, that would be so great. And sure enough, I did, and I got more, and the confidence was built as I became, as I was building momentum, not more successful. We all deal with our own internal demons. But through the expectation that you will fail, I still fail. I failed like 2 hours ago, all right? And my failures now are a lot more expensive than they used to be, but I'm not as afraid anymore. Fail forward is a big mentality part of why I'm so driven and why GloBody is so important. Like, I'm so not afraid to fail. Like, I could close the doors tomorrow and still be very proud and not afraid to go start something else, ever. Be comfortable in failure. Fail forward, be humble enough to accept and recognize your failures, and then get a really strong team around you that's going to advise you to do it, one, and keep going. Yeah.
Well, to me, this is such an important conversation and so relevant, because I think a lot of times we're held back from fear. You know, fear is the one thing that, it's a daily fight. I fight it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I fight the fear of, you know, what does today hold?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen next? Like, there's this constant fear and having to set that aside and just push forward. And you've been such an incredible example of that. I mean, from the first time that I met you, it was instant connection. And then I remember after the first Be Amazing, we all sat in your office to go through the weekend. And it was such an emotional experience for me because I'd stepped out and done something I'd never done. And I'm sitting in this room and in your office and we're talking through it, and you were so encouraging and so motivating, and you gave me feedback and you know, specific, you know, direction. And I so have appreciated that since that day. And that has played a lot into me moving forward again a second round. Yeah. Like, so you don't know the impact that you're having beyond Glowbody. You have a much bigger impact that you're making. And by sharing your story of what you've been through and what you have personally faced, and you don't shy away from any of it, like, to me, that's going to resonate so much. It resonates with me, but it's going to resonate with all the people that listen.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I deal with shame, inadequacy, fear. Fear is such a loaded, tip of the iceberg. You know, and through COVID, it was a struggle and trying to mentally stay positive and keep, you know, your people positive, even though the beauty industry was legit shut down everywhere, but we still managed to get through everything. Like, waking up being scared of the day, I found myself, what's going to come tomorrow? I think a lot of people felt that and still feel that. They're kind of a little nervous about stepping back into whatever this new normal life is going to look like for everyone. And it's so hard not to lead with fear and to lead. It's so easy to say that, you know, the action of not leading with fear and stepping out of where comfort is. If fear is comfort for you, then, oh man, that's the onion. You got to keep peeling every day. Why are you so scared? You know, what kind of conversation are you having inside your mind? Like, you have to be mentally strong. And that can be evolution. That can be parallel to your process. Don't try to be like, I got to be all zen out Gandhi style before I start a business. No, you're going to learn real quick. Like, just do it. Like, just go. Yeah. Go take action. Go start walking through your process. Like everyone. I can't do it because of this, but okay, tell me why you can't. Mm-hmm. Like, go $450 back in the day, and that was a ton of money to me, and I was very scared. But I don't know how, guys. I just kept going because my the other side of it was death, and I really did treat it that way. What's the other side? I did not give myself an out. If I go back to where I was, back there in that mushy mental state and sickness, then the only other answer for me was death. And I treated that very seriously. So I had kids to live for. I got a husband. I got a really great family. I got a brother, sister, you know, I got this dog. I got to live. And that's the way I treat it. And I don't care, because I get a lot of jokes about, you know, I'm in the sunless tanning industry. Like, sometimes people ask me, what do I do? Like, you really want to know? And when I tell them spray tanning, they're like, I should have asked.
Well, I think it goes back again to how we've looked at it. Yeah. And I think just by the conversation today, you're going to change the way people view tanning.
It is about, we are in the health and wellness space. Sun safety is a real thing. Education is a big part that we are going to play moving forward. UVA, UVB exposure. Number one cancer in the United States right now is skin cancer. Because not we're educated now, but we weren't 20 years back, and people are still laying in tanning beds. And you're increasing your chances of developing some form of skin cancer by 70%. If you are, I know we've all done it. I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but using safe products, you know, because not all sunless tanning products are created equal. Things like paraben free, that's another thing will always be paraben free. But knowing what you put on your body and what you're doing outside to your body, that is a big player in the Glowbody mission as well, because it is now about health and wellness.
Yeah.
We want to be preserved as long as possible.
And beautiful.
Right. I love when to age, therefore I spray tan.
That's it. That's what I love. Like, this whole conversation today. Like, I feel like everybody's going to walk away, like, inspired to start a business. And I'm going to get a tan.
Well,
it's good to tan because it's
right.
Healthy.
I'll tell you this too, because I talk about this too. I don't care if you're in the business of sun tanning or sunless tanning or toilet paper. Both are a $1 billion industry. And during COVID, I was second guessing. I'm like, dang, I should have been in toilet paper. Right? It doesn't matter what the idea is.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a $1 billion idea. Yeah. So If it's not out there, even if it is out there, how can you do it better? What are you willing to do that somebody else is not? And that's it. There's no secret. Then you know that. Mm-hmm. There's no secret. Mm-hmm. Just go figure it out.
Love it. So many good takeaways. So many good. Are you listening to this? So many good takeaways. Okay, so now I'm just going to like completely leave all of this.
Okay.
Because we're going to let all this sink in. Like, you just got to take a second, let it sink in. But I want to know, you know, Tani has been your self-care. That was like your self-care mm-hmm. originally. Mm-hmm. What do you do right now? Do you do something different now for self-care?
So, oh yeah. So I feel like stress can kind of take over and transform your body if you let it, which I'm kind of on my comeback story. I mean, I've had to deal with a lot of different hurdles over the past year and a half in business, personal, financial. It's like my next big lesson in life, my next big breakthrough, right? When you're going through all this ish, you know, breakthrough's right around there. So you gotta learn from whatever you're dealing with right now. So for me, if I can get sleep, if I'm big on meditation, being silent. I know that's hard to kind of believe because I talk so much.
I was gonna say, wait a second, Amanda meditating.
I really do. And
that's awesome.
I do just silence my mind.
That's awesome.
When I can. That and trying to move my body, whether that's loving myself enough to be okay with just taking my dog on a walk. I'm okay with that. I've kind of given myself a little bit of grace. And I used to be like in the gym all the time. It was like, and I still love it, but allowing myself some grace and getting as much movement as I possibly can with the, reality that I have right now. You know, my mm-hmm. husband travels a lot right now. So I'm balancing business, being a mom, my kids are school age. You know how that goes. This year was tough. Homeschooling. You know if you know, okay? And we were homeschooled for a year and a half. And, well, because everybody was. Yeah, so trying to just give myself a little bit of space and grace. And then when school starts, because it's starting in a week, yay! getting back to the things that instantly make me feel better, which is like hardcore gym. But right now it's just like trying to stay healthy in terms of food, staying silent in my mind, meditation, reading a book, and then trying to just move at some point of the day. It's really basic, but it helps me stay sane.
Well, I think that's important. I think the fact that, like, you were talking about being a mom and, like, running a business and, you know, your husband travels, like, these are real things.
Yeah.
And so it is about finding what works for you mm-hmm. and where you are at that season of your life. Doesn't mean, like, it's going to be that way forever, but just at that season where you are right then. So I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
Do you have because you said you read a book, but do you have a certain meditation, inspiration, quote, song? Is there something that's a go-to for you?
Huge Disney lover. And I know this is going to sound cheesy, but one of my mantras is, like, just keep swimming. Like, that's a big one. I am huge. I do a lot of podcasts right now, things that make me laugh. Like, I will do, like, Will Ferrell bloopers. If I will Google it on YouTube if I'm feeling really mad or angry or frustrated. Like, I'll just try. I just got a book, and I was telling one of my coworkers, Jessica, can I go get it really quick?
Yes.
Okay. Because it was in my book bag.
Of course
so
it
I
is.
Just got it. I just got it. I was out of town. And it's... I don't know if you can say it. Is this a family podcast?
Yeah, no,
it's
you can.
Calm the bleep down. I haven't read it yet. If you read it, let me know, because I need to calm the down every once in a while, you know, because yeah, I want to get to where I'm getting pretty quickly. So this is what I am going to dive into, but mindfulness, mindful thinking, podcast type stuff. That's kind of where I go to every day.
That's awesome.
Love
that.
Thanks. You should read this. I'll give it to you after.
After you finish it, yeah.
I'll let you know how it is.
So, last thing I really want to give you an opportunity to share if there's something else that, you know, you feel really strongly on your heart to share with others, other women that are listening.
So, if I could give advice to whomever wants advice from me right now, would be that I have another dog and I run a dog shelter. No, I'm kidding. We are dog friendly at Glow Body. I would say coming off of a very intense year, that everybody, the climate, the tone, the energy of the world has changed, and we're coming, everybody has a story. Everybody's dealing with something. I think the advice that I would give human to human is just be kind, be nice. I have seen some really angry, frustrated people lately, that myself included, honestly. I mean, talk about somebody as driven as you are, Seal, having just your life stop and just stop overnight. And so I would say at the end of the day, just remember that everybody is going through something. And if you are just kind to one person, you could possibly save their life. I mean, suicide rate is up, mental illness through pandemic, it's way up. And if we just were a little more kind to our fellow neighbor, I think it would change everybody's life. So I just don't be a hater. I had my shirt on today, but I thought I would go towards my branding, which is Glow Body. But just be kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be nice. It's easier to be nice than to be mean to somebody, you know?
Yeah. It's so much easier, and you find yourself to be happier when you do that. When you get
the
outside
nicer
of yourself.
I am, the happier I become. My kids are happy when I'm happy. My husband's definitely happy when I'm happy. And it's infectious.
Yeah.
And, man, it's easy. It's easy to be nice.
Right? Yeah, it sure is. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So appreciate you being a part of this and being a part of the Amazing Weekend. And where can everyone connect with you?
Okay, you can find me everywhere on social media. You can follow me personally. It's Amanda Berger 5044. You just want to be friends with me. If you want to learn more about Glow Body, all you have to do is go to Glow Body on Instagram and Facebook. So sorry. And then if you want to go online and learn more, you can go to glowbodyinc.com. That's GLOBODYINC.com. No W in there. And you can always stop by Glow Central. We're here in Charlotte born. Google
awesome.
Us.
Just Google. Glow Body. That's it. Well, thank you so much for being on. Thank you all for listening. And I just cannot wait to drop this episode.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.